Our text for this morning, as it was last Lord's Day, is the verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath, or the word breath there, may be translated spirit. And the spirit came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. As we've already said last Lord's Day morning, we considered the prophet and his surveying of the valley of dry bones, for the Spirit of the Lord took him out from whatever he was doing, took him out and set him down in the midst of the valley. So Ezekiel was given an opportunity to survey this valley and to be set there in the very midst of the valley. He didn't view it from a distance. And there he saw, in picture form, the spiritual state of Israel. And when it comes to viewing the spiritual state of our land and the spiritual state of the church, we need to view that spiritual state up close, not from a distance. It is only when the Spirit of God works in our own hearts that we're able to see the spiritual needs of our nation close at hand. And so he was carried out by the Spirit into the valley. And then he saw the condition of the valley. And then we noted that he was challenged about the valley. For the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Ezekiel didn't have the answer. But Ezekiel said, "O Lord God, thou knowest." In other words, Ezekiel recognized that the answer to the reviving of the valley of dry bones did not lie with man. The answer lay with God. For revival is the work of God. It is not the work of man. It is the work of the Holy Spirit of God. So Ezekiel was challenged about this matter, and he gave the right answer. "Lord, thou knowest. Lord, the answer is with thee." And then we noted the command that was given with regard to the valley. The command was very clear. God commanded Ezekiel to go out and preach to the valley of dry bones. Many would say that Ezekiel was a foolish preacher, preaching to dead bones, preaching to dry bones. But yet there is no difference in a valley full of dry bones and a church full of unregenerate souls. They're both dead. And the only thing that will revive them and raise them up is the preaching of the Word of God. So Ezekiel preached, and he was a forthright preacher. He said, "O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." He was forthright. In other words, he spoke the truth. They were dry bones, and he addressed them as dry bones. forthright preacher will preach the truth, and he will honor God, and he will call sin for what it is. He will proclaim the whole counsel of God, as Peter did on the day of Pentecost, when he preached to those who were there, and forthrightly told them, "Ye crucified Jesus Christ." That's the kind of preaching that God honors, and through it, God brings revival. He was a faithful preacher, for he preached, "Thus saith the Lord." And we notice also that he was a focused preacher, for he said, "Hear ye dry bones, the word of the Lord." Then he said, "Thus saith the Lord." Then he said, "Ye shall know that I am the Lord." He was focused on the Lord. That's the preaching that God honors and God blesses the soul. It is the preaching of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel preached the Lord. That now brings us this morning to the stirring in the valley. For we read in verse 7, "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone." Here's the stirring in the valley. And with regard to the stirring in the valley that took place, we notice the command. God had commanded Ezekiel, he was to preach the word. And the command was clear. Ezekiel's message was to be, "Thus saith the Lord," verse 5. We read then in verse 7, "So I prophesied as I was commanded." If these bones were to live, then God's message, God's word, was to be delivered to those bones. And we see that Ezekiel was given the order to preach. When Ezekiel was asked, "Can these bones live?" the prophet replied, "O Lord God, thou knowest." He was saying, "O Lord God, thou hast the answer." And the answer was found in the preaching of the word. So we see the important role that preaching plays